Morning Watch, Vital Factors for the Recovery of the Church Life, Week 1, Tuesday. John 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Revelation 5, verse 6. And I saw in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, a lamb standing as having just been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Revelation 1, verse 4. John to the seven churches, which are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is coming, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Revelation 4, verse 5. And out of the throne come forth lightnings and voices and thunders. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Revelation 3, verses 12 and 21. Verse 12. He who overcomes, him I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall by no means go out any more, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and my new name. Verse 21. He who overcomes, to him I will give to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. Romans 8, verse 29. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Ephesians 4, verses 15 and 16. But holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Related reading. We all need to have a clear view of the central revelation of God. The central revelation of God is God becoming flesh, the flesh becoming the life-giving spirit, and the life-giving spirit becoming intensified sevenfold to build up the church to issue in the body of Christ, and to consummate the New Jerusalem. We need to see that the triune God became flesh, that the flesh became the life-giving spirit, and that the life-giving spirit became the sevenfold intensified spirit. This spirit is to build up the church, which becomes the body of Christ, consummating the New Jerusalem as the final goal of God's economy. The Lord's recovery today is just the recovery of these critical points concerning the Spirit of God and the move of God's eternal economy. I'm quite concerned for all the co-workers and elders. It may be that a good number of them do not have a complete understanding of what the Lord's recovery is. Regarding the Lord's present recovery, I hope that none of you would be held back by your old theology or by your old understanding of the recovery. Christ made himself the first God-man, a prototype for the mass reproduction of many brothers, the many God-men. I have been made by God to know only one thing. God became man so that man may become God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. This is my unique burden, my unique message. God and man will become one entity, and that one entity is the mingling of divinity with humanity. This mingling will consummate in the New Jerusalem, which is the conclusion of the entire Bible. I recently fellowshipped with the co-workers and elders by speaking a very frank word to them. I said, "Brothers, many of you still work for the Lord by doing affairs. Your kind of taking the lead among the saints is not according to the Spirit, but according to your kind of realization. So you made a number of formalities, asking others to perform your formalities. This often causes opinions and even divisions. All the co-workers and elders from today onward should have a change. You have been called and assigned by the Lord to carry out God's economy, and God's economy is altogether centered on Christ, taking Christ as its reality. Without Christ, there is no economy of God. We may be very busy every day in the Lord's recovery in the church, and we may be very diligent and faithful, yet we do things that are not the contents, the reality, and the center of God's economy. So we need a turn. I pray, Lord, grant us in your recovery to have a genuine, real revival. The urgent need today is the practice of a kind of living that belongs to God-men, and the God-men are the very components of God's economy. All the elders and co-workers should pursue this reality so that they will be made into a model by the Lord, a model living in the economy of God. Then they and their churches will become such a model. In my prayer, this is what I call the genuine revival."